Today's Shir is Masechta Menachos Daf Tzadik Beis. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Tzadik Beis Amar Aleph at the top of Amar at the Mishnah. We're going to be learning now the halachas of smicha. That before carbon is brought, the Torah Kedoshah says, but many carbonists, as we're going to be learning in our Shir today, that one has to do smicha. The person who brings the carbon has to put his two hands on the head of the carbon. He has to do it with all of his kaychai, all of his energy, and it's done in the Azara right before the Shechita. When one brings a carbon chaptus or asham, so at that point he says vidui on whatever aveira he did, that is the reason that he brought that carbon. Carbon, when one is bringing a carbon shlomim or a carbon taida, he says Shira. He says Shira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shvach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for him. The halacha also is that smicha has to be done only by day. Take of l'smicha shchita. Shchita has to be done right before the shchita. Smicha has to take place right before the shchita of the animal. And certain individuals who are going to be learning about in our shurim that are not obligated to do smicha. So it says the Mishnah Kol Kabana Tzibur, any carbon that's brought by the Tzibur, says the Gemara, Ein behem smicha, there's no halacha of smicha, chus min abar abkar kalba mitzvahs, the param davish Tzibur, which as we've learned many times, the halacha is that a par, that if Beis Din issued an erroneous psak, for which the aveira would be, somebody would be chayif karis, and people follow that erroneous psak, then a param devashot tzibur is brought. There's an extensive discussion, as we will be learning in Mitzvah Hashem, as we learned, and we'll learn again, is this halacha that every shevet has to bring its own par, and then also the Sanhedrin was the one par for all of Klal Yisrael. So the Rambam adds that the reason we know that there is no smicha by carbon tzibur, because the Torah, when it speaks about carbon bat smicha, says v'samach yodoi al roish kabonai, the kabonai. So the Torah says very clearly that the din of smicha is on karbonai, on an individual's carbon, not on a tzibur's carbon. But there are exceptions. The steer ham shaleach, the sol azazel, that we know that the two animals that are brought, the two seirim, that are brought on Yom Kippur, one is with which they do a gyro, they do a lottery, and one is chosen to be a sol Hashem, and one is chosen to be a sol azazel. Says the Mishnah that the sol azazel, the kain gadol, does smich on that animal. Shimon Oimer af seir avaris kechavim. That Beis Din issued erroneous psak, and they allowed Avoy Dezara in a case where Avoy Dezara would not be allowed, and most of Klal Yisrael followed their incorrect psak. Under those circumstances, two kabbanas are brought. A sawyer is brought for karmachatus, and a par is brought for an oila. Even though that's a carbon tzibur, the halacha is that smicha is done on that carbon. Says the Mishnah, Kol Kabanas Yochid, all Kabanas that an individual brings, the halacha is Tuna Tzmicha, there is a requirement for Smicha, Chutzman Bechar, the firstborn male animal, there is no Chiv Smicha, the Meiser, every tenth animal, we know the halacha is, you take as maisa, it's essentially treated like a carbon shlomim. But Pesach, and the carbon that's born on Erev Pesach, the carbon Pesach, has no requirement for smicha. Vayoyrish, if somebody, father, Rachman Atzlan, passed away, the halacha is that he left the carbon, and the son brings brings that animal as a carbon. The halacha is that when the Yoyrish brings the carbon, halacha is maybe nesachim, he does smicha on the carbon, or maybe nesachim, and he brings along the Sochem as his father would have to bring. And also, Umeimer, he could do, he makes a Temura, as we know, the Torah Kedoshah says, Lo Yamirenu. One should not make a Temura from an animal that's Kodesh. The Torah Kedoshah says, Vim Hama Yomer, we're one to do so, for Hayuhu, Usmerosai, Yea Kodesh, both animals are Kodesh, and that Allah applies to the Yairish. There's a fundamental question, why is the Yairish do Smicha? One pshat is that he takes over his father's position. So just like his father would have to have done Smicha, he too has to do Smicha. The other pshat is that just like the father has a kapara through the bringing of a carbon, the Yairish has some level of kapara when he brings a carbon, and since he has level kapara, therefore he has to make smicha. Very fundamental machloek sachroinim. The Taisus Yontif says that this din that a Yairish does smicha is only applicable when the father had left them money with which to do, would left them a Yerusha. So if you're using the father's money, so the halacha is the father's money should be used for smicha, for nesachim, etc. But if the father had not left them any Yerusha, they would not use the father, they would not have to take their own funds to do smicha. Chazanish and other achroinim disagree. And they say that under all circumstances, the halacha is that one has to make the nesachim when he brings his father's carbon. The proof that they use is no different than we learned that if somebody finds an animal that's a carbon, he has to provide nesachim, even though there it's not his carbon at all. And even though it's not his carbon at all, the halacha mandates that he should bring nesachim. So certainly here, where he yashin this carbon from his father, he would have to bring the nesachim from his own funds. There's another question that the Achronim discuss. Amishnah speaks about a case where there was one Yairish, and that Yairish makes smicha, that Yairish brings whatever the father had to bring, the nesachim, etc. What would be the halacha if there were a number of Yairishim? So, is the same halacha apply, or is the Mishnah only speaking when there's only one Yairish? And the same question comes up. Let's say somebody, mother, Rahman Slam, passed away, and we're going to learn that a woman doesn't make smicha. She's certainly not obligated to make smicha. And the question that needs to be discussed is, if you have a man who is the Yairish of a woman, do we say that since this carbon originally belonged to a woman, and she wouldn't have made smicha, therefore her Yairish doesn't do smicha either? Or an argument can be made that he is not a female, he's a man. And a man, when he brings a carbon, has to make a smicha. And the other question that one could ask is when one, as we're learning, and we're going to be learning in our sugyas, the halacha of smicha, when we speak about the halacha of smicha, how do we understand, is that a separate mitzvah? We know the halacha tells us that if somebody brings a carbon, he has to make a bracha. Is there a separate bracha for the smicha, or is the bracha that one makes for bringing a carbon cover the smicha as well? And really, the answer to all of these questions that we have now brought up really are connected to one fundamental question. And that is, how does the halacha look at the act of smicha? Is smicha part of bringing a carbon? There's a process how to bring a carbon, and part of the process in bringing a carbon is doing smicha. Or does the halacha look at smicha as a separate obligation that the Torah puts on the owner of a carbon, that if somebody brings a carbon, the owner of a carbon has an obligation to make smicha? So if it's a separate obligation on the owner of the carbon, so then it's not connected to the bracha on the rest of the carbon. And therefore, maybe if you yarshined a carbon from a woman, the question is, who is not considered the owner? If it just continues to be the woman's carbon, then that. But if we say it's part of the car, how does the halacha look at it? Similarly, the question, if you yashin a carbon from a woman, what would be the halacha? Is really all, I think, connected to the fundamental question, which many achronim deal with in our suya. How does the halacha look at smicha? Does the halacha look at smicha as a separate mitzvah, or is the smicha part of the way we bring a carbon? The halacha is that, one, we know that the Shulchan Aruch tells us, and Dermot says it, in Simen Nun Aleph Sif Tes, Ein Oimer Mizmel Asoid Bera Pesach. We don't say Mizmel Asoid in Bera Pesach, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chabez explains the basis for this minig, because as we discussed extensively in our shiurim, the carbon toida was brought with 40 loaves, 10 of them of chametz. And when one brings a carbon toida, he has a yoyim v'layil, in a day and a night, to eat that carbon. So if you bring carbon toida erev Pesach, and you're going to have to finish all those 40 loaves, which include chametz loaves, by night, you may not finish them. You have to finish them much earlier, because we already can't eat chametz on Pesach by Shor Chamishis. So if that's the case, may end up having to have to burn those loaves. And there's a rule that we've learned many times in our shiurim of Eim Mevim Kachon LeBeis HaPsol. We should never do anything that should cause that a carbon, we should never do anything that should cause that a carbon should get burnt. After these words of introduction, that's why we understand why Erev Pesach, we don't bring a carbon toida, we don't say Mizmel Seida because we want to bring a carbon toida. But the Sefer Chashukei Chemed says, based on what we just discussed at the beginning of our shir, there would be a case where somebody could say Mizmel Seida even on Erev Pesach. Because we said that when somebody brings the carbon, when somebody brings a carbon shlomim, he says words of Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mizmel Asayda is a beautiful perek in Tehillim that speaks about Shvach, or praising Hashem. So if one is bringing carbon toida, so that we said we should not be brought on Erev Pesach. But if one is saying Divrei Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he brought a carbon shlomim and wants to express his Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there it's very possible that he would be able to say, Mizmel Asoida, even on Erev Pesach. Begins the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, Kol Kabbanis Tzibur, by all Kabbanis Tzibur, Ein Behem Smicha, there is no Smicha by all Kabbanis Tzibur, as we've been discussing, Chutz Mibar Ba Kol HaMitzvahs, except for the Par Helm Dovish Tzibur, the Siri Averis Kuchavim, the Sar that was brought, as we explained in the Mishnah, Bezdin made a mistake and they allowed something which is really an act of Avodah Zarah to be done, and most of Klai Yisrael followed the Psak. Divrei Reb Shimon, that's the opinion of Reb Shimon. There is no smicha by Sirius Vadis Kechavim, Vesmi Ovi Tachteim. But now he says, now that we identified that there is no smicha by Seir Averis Kechavim, what carbon will there be smicha instead? Says the Gemara, he says, Sar Mishtalech, the Sar Lazozel. And since by Sar Lazozel, that's going to be the case where it's a carbon tzibur is brought. So ask the Gemara, we need to understand the Gemara's question. The Gemara says that once Rabbi Yehuda said that there is no smicha by Sirei Averis Kechavim, we have to identify another animal, another carbon tzibur. So ask the Gemara, Lesagi Delemayel, why is it necessary to identify another carbon? Answers the Gemara, Amar Ravina Gemiri, they had a halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, that shtei smichas b'tzibur, that there are two carbon tzibur that have smicha. And since they had this halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, therefore, the halacha is that they had to find another one. The Rambam And the Pirish Mishnayis says that, what does the Gemara mean to say with Gemiri Shtei Shmich Tzibur B'Tzibur? Says, what the Gemara means to teach us is that, let's say, as we often have, when we have different limudim, we have different ways of learning halacha. So maybe through halacha, we'd be able to perhaps extrapolate more than two kabbanat tzibur requiring smicha. To which says the Gemara, there's halacha l'mosh misinai, that there are only two, no more. Says the Gemara, Amalei Reb Shimon. Says Reb Shimon to Reb Yehuda, how can you suggest that the carbon tzibur, the other carbon tzibur that's chayv and smicha, the sar lazazol, the lay smicha ela babalim, smicha is always done with the owner of the carbon. Is that Aaron Abanov, son Chabay? Aaron, or other Kohanim Gedolim and future generations do the smicha, and they are not the owner of the carbon. So how could you call that a smicha? Says the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, responds to Rav Shimon, Avzu, this carbon, the Sar Mishaleach, Aaron and Barnab Miskapenboy. They also have a kapara with the Sar Lazazel. And since they also have a kapara through the Sar Lazazel, therefore there's no problem that they should be the ones to do smicha. The Gemara actually connects the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon with another machlokes. When we speak about the avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol brings a par and two seerim for chatas. On the par, the Kohen Gadol says vidui twice, once on his own averis, and the other time is on his averis and the averis of the other Kohanim. On the two seerim, the Kohen Gadol does gairolos, makes a lottery. One sar is chatas l'Hashem, and one sar is the sar lazazel. And on that sar lazazel, Aaron says vidui for all of Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yirmiya, this machlokes that we're learning in our shir is Oslo Tamayu, is consistent with the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon said elsewhere. The Tanya, the Brayer says regarding the power and the sar hanas b'fnim. The pasuk says, "V'chiper es hamigdash hakodesh v'soil moed v'smizbeach yichaper v'kol ha'kahana v'kol ha'am yichaper." V'chiper es hamigdash hakodesh zel lefnai lefim. That the sar, the pan, the sar, amichaper somebody, as we discussed very extensively in Masech the Shavuos, tumas migdash v'kadoshav, and it, and somebody went into the kodesh hakadoshim where he knew he was tamei at the beginning, and then he forgot, and he walked in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or he forgot that somebody is whose tummy may not enter such a place. That's what these kabbonis are mechapa for. It goes for somebody who walked into the Lefnai Lefim that way. This Oil Moed speaks to about the Hechel. Somebody walked into the Kodesh under those circumstances. The Mizbeach Kemashmoy, somebody who touched the Mizbeach, somebody who touched the Mizbeach when he was Tamei. Yechaper El Azaris, somebody went into one of the Azaris when he was Tamei. Kohanim Kemashmam, and he speaks to the Kohanim. Akola Kahal El Yisrael, Yechaper El Levim. There's a special pasuk that teaches us that this halacha doesn't only play to the Kohanim Yisraelim. The Levim, because the Levim are not really part of the Kahal Kahanim, and the Levim are not part of the Kahal of Levi of Yisraelim, so we need a pasuk that it works for them as well. Hushva Kulon, Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim, all connect the Chapar Achas, that they have Chapara with the Sirah Mishdaleach, Divir Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Reb Tosfos, the way we just explained the Gemara was the way Rashi explained the Gemara, that for the various places that the Gemara identified, if in any of those situations somebody went into these places where he was tamei, Tosfos has a different pshat. Tosfos says that as he was doing the vidui on his par, at every one of these places that the Gemara just identified, he stopped to say vidui for this avera. Reb Shimon Aimer, Shem Shadam Sora Nas with Nimchapa Yisro, Al Thomas Megdish Vikadoshov, Kachdam Apar Mechapa Al Kahanim, Al Thomas Megdish Vikadoshov. There's two separate categories. There's one for Klai Yisro, and there's one for the Kahanim. Ukshem Shavidish Sora Mishdalech Mechapa Yisro Bashar Averis. Just like when the Kayin Godl said Vidui on the Sira Mishdalech, the purpose of that Vidui was to be a Kapar for Klai Yisro, for any averus that they might have done, kach vidu shapar mechapa al kahanim shar averus. When the kohen gadol said vidu on the par that was nasa b'fnim, that was the vidu for all the kahanim's averus. From here we see, actually, that there were two parts to the bringing of a carbon on Yom Kippur. One part is that they brought the actual carbon. And the other part was that they said vidui. And this is the source for our minig on Yom Kippur, that we say vidui both in the Shmon Esrei, as we daven Shmon Esrei on Yom Kippur, Be'ich Shmon Esrei. And then we say vidui again with the Shlich Tzibur by the Chazar Sashatz. Because just like there were two steps involved in every carbon on Yom Kippur, that's why there are two vidui said by every tefillah on Yom Kippur. It's asked the Gemara of Shimon, Havadei Hoshvu. Certainly the Kahanim Levim Yisraelim were all with one kapara, because the Pasuk explicitly says, Val Kahanim Vakola Am Yichaper. How could you say that the Aser Mishdaleach only works for the Yisraelim and the Pahar only works for Kahanim? And says the Gemara, what the Pasuk means to say in Hoshvu, the Bnei Kapara Ninu. Both Klai Yisrael and the Kahanim have a kapara. However, miu kol chad v'chad mechaper b'nafshei, each one of them has their own independent kapara, the Kahanim with the par, the Yisraelim with the sor la'azazel. Says the Gemara Behuda, al tomas migdash gadoshav Yisrael mechaper b'dam sor b'nas v'fnim, says the Gemara, that's the machlok, the koit of Behuda. When it comes to the Avera, Tumas Midrash Kedoshav, Yisroel Mechap B'dam Asar Nas B'fnim, V'Kayanim B'par Shal Haran, V'Shar Velus, Elu, V'Elu Mechap B'vidu Sar Mishtalech, they're all equal in the Sar Mishtalech, V'Shimon, V'Shar Averis Nami, just like they have a different Kapora, by those Averis, Kahanim, by all Averis, the Kahanim, and the Yisraelim are not together. Kahanim b'vidui the par miskapri, they have kapara with the vidui of the par, not with the vidui of the sor hamishtaleach. Says the Gemara Kerektani, and actually, this is a Mishnah suggests the Gemara in the beginning of Masech Teshuvos, that beis of mebeis, ech Yisrael v'ech kahanim v'ech koyim Mashiach, they all of them are the same. Ma ben Yisrael l'kahanim v'ech koyim Mashiach, Shadam upon Mechapel Kahanim Toz Mizvah Kedoshav, Zudir Rabbi Yehuda, that the Kahanim have Kapara on Tumas Mizvah Kedoshav with the power of Hanas Befnim. Rav Shimon Aymer, Shem Shadam Asor Hanas Befnim, Mechapa al Yisrael, Kachadam Mechapa al Kahanim. But I argue, it says Rabbi Shimon on Rabbi Yehuda, Shem Shavid Yisrael Mishtalech Mechapa al Yisrael, he says that the Kahanim don't have the Kapara that way, Kach Vedum Shapar Mechapa al Kahanim. The video of the power of Mechapa and the Kahanim, not the Sor Lazozel. The Sor Lazozel, according to Rav Shimon, is not effective for the Kahanim. Agamara has spoken so extensively about the vidui and where the vidui is said, for whom the vidui is said, for which carbon. And the question that I saw many discuss is, we know our tefillah is connected carbon. So if our tefillah is connected to carbon, why don't we say vidui before every tefillah? And I saw that actually Rav Shmelke Nikasberg says that that's actually the proper thing for one to do. It's appropriate that every person before he davens should say vidui. Kivin shat tefillah, and explains, in order that his tefillah should be powerful, so just like before carbon, if we want the carbon to be effective, we say vidui, so too should we say vidui before tefillah. But we know that the meaning is that we don't say vidui. And I saw a number of reasons why not. One reason that some suggest is that we say vidui when we say Krishma Lamita, and the vidui that we say by Krishma Shalamita serves as the vidui that said before tefillah. Besides that, that's a big chiddush. We say Krishma Shalamita many hours before we daven chakras. What would we say regarding mincha? So another pshat that I saw is that a person, when he says vidui, it breaks him. They realizes the averus that he did. And we know that there's a halacha of ivdu as Hashem b'simcha, that we're supposed to be b'simcha when we do tefillah. And if we're going to say vidui, it will take away our simcha from doing the mitzvah. And therefore, we don't say vidui before the tefillah. We say vidui rather after the tefillah, that the tefillah should be done in the highest level of simcha. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa, the pasuk says, "V'som kuzik ne'eda as yedayim al rosh hapar." V'som kuzik ne'eda rosh hapar. Par tan smicha. The par ham dovish al tzibur requires smicha. However, vein tzir avos kachavim tan smicha divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon's opinion is par tan smicha b'zakenim. The par ham dovish al tzibur. The smicha was done by the Zikne Eda, as the pasuk says, the Samchu Zikne Eda. It wasn't done by the Zakenim. It was done by Aaron or one of the Kohanim Gedolim in future generations. Rimini asked the Gemara. The pasuk says by the Sor Lazozel. The Samach Aaron Ishtay Yod of Arosh HaSor HaChai, that we learn from here, that the Sor LaZazel, which is kept alive, is the Sor which requires Smicha. Vein Ser Averz Kechavim Tun Smicha De Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, HaChai Tun Smicha by Aaron, the Sor LaZazel requires Smicha by Aaron. Vein Ser Averz Kechavim Tun Smicha by Aaron, Ella B'Zakenim. So we have here a stira. The first brisa said that according to Shimon, the smicha on the Seir Averes Kechavim was done through the Kohen. And in this brisa it says that Rav Shimon's opinion is that the smicha was done through the Zakenim. So how do we understand, how do we reconcile the opinions of Rav Shimon? Om Rav Sheshis, to which Rav Sheshis comments, the Tizbur Kamaisa Mitarestohi, are you convinced that the first brisa is the right brisa that says that according to Reb Shimon, the smicha on Seir Averes Kechavim was done through Kahanim, and that therefore will be one of the two cases that the smicha is done by Karban Tzibur. For Omer of Shimon, we learned in the previous Omid that Reb Shimon said by the Sar Azazel that the smicha was done by the Kahanim is not a smicha. Smicha ba'alabinim. The smicha always has to be done through the owners of the carbon. And the Kahanim are not the owners of this carbon. Even though if Tzir Averetz Kechavim, which represents that many people in Klai Yisrael did an Avera, so if that's the case, so the Kahanim should be considered part owners of this carbon. But Shimon's opinion, however, in Masech Tahiris, Daf Hei Amud Aleph explains Taisvis, is that every Shevet brought its own carbon. So when the Kohen does Smicha on a carbon that's brought by one of the other Shvatim, he certainly is not considered the owner of that carbon because he isn't part of that Shevet. When we speak about the Zakenim, because there it's different, because the Halacha according to Shimon is that the Bezdin brings its own carbon, since they were the ones that caused that Klai Yisrael should do this Avera. And therefore, when they do smicha on their carbon, what that actually represents is they are the owners because they're the ones that caused all of Klai Yisrael to do this Avera. And since they're the ones that caused all of Klai Yisrael to do that Avera, they should do the smicha. Ella says, this is the way to understand the brises. The pasuk that says, by Param Dovash Tzibur, the Samchu Zikne Eidas Yedem Al Roish Apar, that we learn that only the par ton smicha, vein series of it come to the smicha, the Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says that we can't learn the halacha of smicha by the seira avodas kachavim. We can't learn from par that there is no smicha by the seira avodas kachavim because we can't learn the halacha of a sawyer from a pasuk that speaks about a par. But the pasuk that speaks about the sawyer lazazel, the pasuk says they have a samach aaron al eshtei yodov al roisha sawyer achai. We learn achai that this carbon, the carbon, the sawyer lazazel, that's the one that taught smich b'aron, has smich done by Aaron HaKoyin. Ve'ein tzir ha'veretz kacham tuna smich b'aron. Elab zekenim was done with the zekenim. U'vach kamer le'Rav Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. And this is the way to understand the dialogue between Rav Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. Tzir ha'veretz kacham ba'a smicha. The din is not like you said, that tzir ha'veretz kacham don't have smicha. Rather, tzir ha'veretz kacham do require smicha. Vish me'elach, the loy ba'a smicha. And if you have a Kabbalah that there is no smicha, but Aaron who the shmilach, you heard that Aaron doesn't do smicha, but the zakenim do smicha. The miyutim achayhu, the pasuk that we learn from the word achay, comes to teach us, we learn from the word achay, and therefore we say that only the seira avodas kachavim don't have smichas koyin, but the smichas kenim, it does have. Or Rabbi Yehuda lamelam matinu kro. Why do we need a pasuk, says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to say that there's no smicha by the seira avodas kachavim? We learned at the beginning of the shir, asked the Gemara v'amar Ravina, have we not learned at the beginning of the shir, Gemiri, that shmei smicha spetzeber, that the only two kabbanat tzibur that have smicha? And according to Rabbi Yehuda, they are the parhelm davishot tzibur and the sa'al azazel. So it's obvious if there's only two kabbanat sibur that have smicha, sir avaris kachavim cannot be one of them, because that would be a third one. Says the Gemara, legirsa ba'alma. All we're trying to do is establish what we've been learning as being correct. Indeed, it's obvious that there can't be smicha by those kabbanas, because the pasuk already says it. But we have this here only to be considered. It's here, Legirsa, to teach us that the pasuk is coming to teach us that even though there's an asmachta, even though there's a lach l'mesh m'sinai, something it's in the pasuk is much stronger. I saw that Reb Yosef Engel says a beautiful pshat. He says this in Klal Kuf Tzadik. He says that many times in Shas we have something that's called an asmachta, which is something which is a drabbanan, but the drabbanan found the pasuk to back up their position. He explains that a smachta is much more than a regular drabbanan. His explanation of an smachta is that an smachta is something that the Torah really wanted us to do, but the Torah left it up to the drabbanan to make that decision. And when the Rabbanon say to do it, they have an asmachta to back it up. And when they have an asmachta to back it up, he suggests that even though we know that b'chala tarik kula, the halacha is safek d'raisa l'chumra, safek d'rabbanon l'kula, he says it might be different when it comes to an asmachta. Asmachta may even be closer to a d'raisa than the Rabbanon, and the halacha by a smachta may be that a suffix we go l'chumra. He doesn't say it l'alocha, he just says it as a consideration. What our Gemara says l'girsa is that it's not a girsa, is that they found the backup to this l'alocha, but it's not on the same category as an asmachta. Ask the Gemara of Shimon that he says siravetz kachavim, the boy smicha, that they do require smicha, that as we learned before, Rav Shimon says the word achai, which is stated by the Sa'al Lazazel, is to teach us that the Sa'al Lazazel has smicha by Aaron, But these serum have smicha, the Zara has smicha by the Zakenim. How do Rav Shimon know that pasuk? Maybe what the pasuk is coming to teach us is that the Seir Avodah Zara doesn't require smicha altogether, not by Aaron, nor by the Zakenim. Answers the Gemara, Nafgalon, the way Rav Shimon comes to this conclusion is Nafgalon, he learns them in the Tanya from what it says in the Braisa. When the Torah speaks about the Sar Chattis of the Nasi that he brought on the first day when they inaugurated the Mishkan, every day, as the Torah teaches us in Parashas Nasai, the Nasiim brought a series of Kabbonis. One of the Karban was a Karban Chattis of the Nasi, and the Torah says, V'samach Yodai Rosh Sar, the Rabbis Sar Nachshon, that Sar has to have smicha. The Torah calls it Tzar Nachshon, even though, as we just said, all the Nasiim brought those Kabbonis, but Nachshon was the first Nasi that brought those Kabbonis, so that's why the Kabbon is called Tzar Nasi. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, that's not what we learn from the Pasuk. The Rabbis, it's come to teach us Seir Avodah Kechavon L'Smicha, that the Seir Avodah Zarah Seer that's brought by Avodah Zarah that the Tzibur violated has smicha. Shahoyer of Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon would teach us, Kol Chattis Shenichnas Dam Lefnim, any Karmen Chattis, the dam of that Karmen Chattis is brought into the base of Migdash or the Kodesh Kedoshim, Tunim smicha. And therefore, the Seer Avodah Zarah requires smicha, that because it's the type of Karmen Chattis that its blood was brought into the base of Migdash. And that's way. That's why Rav Shimon, that's for the Mekar, for Rav Shimon's opinion that the Seir Avodah Kechavim requires smicha. Ask the Gemara, Lomer Lamem Shahaya, what did the Braisa mean to teach us Shahaya Rav Shimon Omer? What does he come to teach us with that? Rav Shimon is telling us that all the Seir Avodah Kechavim require smicha. Answers the Gemara, L'simona Ba'alma, that we shouldn't say that Rav Shimon is speaking about the Sar Nachshon. That's why the Gemara is saying that the Pasuk is coming to teach us that it's talking about the Sar Avodah Kechavim, which Rav Shimon says requires smicha. Veima asked the Gemara, maybe what the Pasuk is coming to teach us, Sar Nas Befnim, the Sar Lashem on Yom Kippur, that's where smicha would be required. Answers the Gemara, Dumya the Sar Nasi. The Pasuk is speaking about the Seir Avodah Kechavim because they're very similar to the Sar Nasi, that the halacha is that if a Nasi does an Avera, he has to bring a special type of Korban Chattis. That is what that parasha is speaking about. The Mechaper Averis Mitzvah Shidua. The Nasi knows he did an Avera, and then he brings that Korban as a Kapara. The Seir Avodah Zarah are the same. When Klal Yisrael and the Tzibur realize that they did an Avera, that they have to bring a carbon, the Sar HaNasa Bafnim, the Sar LaShem, is talking about that, the Tumah, as we said early in this year, regarding Tumas Medish V'Kedoshav. And when we speak about Tumas Medish V'Kedoshav, we speak about a situation where the person did not know he brought that he did this Avera. For were he to know that he did this Avera, if somebody does an Avera of Tumah, the various examples that we cited at the beginning of the shir, then he has to bring his own carbon oil of a Yairid. Here we're speaking about a case where he doesn't know that he did an Avera, so it's not similar to the Sar Nasi, so that's why Rav Shimon says it's a better match to say that the Pasuk is speaking about the Sar Avodah Zarah. Ask the Gemara, Ula Ravina, according to what Ravina has been teaching us in our shir, Dama Gemiri, that we have a Loch HaMosh Mesinai, Shtei Smichas B'Tzibur, that there are only two Kabbonet Tzibur that require Smicha. So ask the Gemara, Kroy Lameli, why do we need a Pasuk to teach us this Halacha, that the Seir Avodah Zarah requires Smicha? Of course, we need to, otherwise we wouldn't have two Kabbonet Tzibur that have smicha. We only have Param Davish Tzibur. Because Shimon has been saying throughout our shir that it can't mean the Sar Lazazel. So obviously, we're going to by elimination, Noah means the Seir Avodah Zarah. And says the Gemara, Itzra, Hilchus of Itzra Kroy. We need the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, we need the Pasuk. And Gemara explains, the Mikra, if we only had a Pasuk, Kavamin Azivcha, Shalmit Tzibur, we would have said that the Shalmit Tzibur, which are the two kvasim that are brought on Shavuos together with the Shtei Lechem, should require Smicha. Kikusha, where we asked this question really earlier in our Masechta, Kikusha Masnissim Dahak Pircha, the Kolam Nachs Boaz, on Daf Samach Aleph or Amalef. And because we learned over there, the Gemara taught us that there are three types of Kabbanis, and by each one of them, two of three halachas apply. First, let's identify what the three halachas are. They are smicha, there's tenufa on the carbon when it's alive, and there's the tenufa on the carbon when it's not alive. And Rav Shimon, the Mishnah said, I have three kabbanis, and by each one of these three, two of the three halachas that we just said apply. Amar Rav Shimon, shloisha minim tuna shloisha mitzvahs. The three kabbanis that have three mitzvahs, two of the three. And Dumar then asked, and Dumar explained, that Shalma Yochid has smicha b'chayim, and tunufas chaz v'shoik after shchita, but not tunufas chaz v'shoik when they're alive. Zivchei Shalma Tzibur has tunufa michayim and tunufa lach shchita, but then no smicha. And the Gemara asked, v'yei zivchei Shalma Tzibur tunin smicha, the loch should be that the Zivchei Shalma Tzibur should require smicha mikav v'chaymer, ma Shalma Yochid shein tunin tunufa michayim. If the Shalma Yochid that don't have tunufa michayim, tununun smicha michayim, they have smicha, so certainly the Shalmit Tzibur that have Tenufa Mechayim should have to have Smicha. That's why we have the Hilchasah to tell us that they don't. Vim Hilchasah, if we only had the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, we didn't have the Pesukim, Lo Yedinin Haiminayu. We wouldn't know to which Halacha where should we apply which Halacha. We know that the Param Dovish Tzibur requires Smicha, because the Torah says so explicitly, but we wouldn't know which is the second carbon Tzibur that requires Smicha. Is it the Sar Avodah Zarah, the Sir Avodah Zarah, or the Sar Yom Kippur? Kamash Malan, that's why we needed the Pasuk to say that it's the Sir Avodah Zarah that's the second carbon Tzibur, according to Shimon, that requires Smicha. Because Dumi the Sar, the Nasi Mechaper, just like the Zar Nasi Mechaper, Alavera Mitzvah Yidur, where the person knows what Avera he violated, so too is the case by the Sar Avodah Zarah, but the Sar Lashem on Yom Kippur is only by Tumas Nevi'ah Kedoshah, where he doesn't know that he did the Avera. Because as I said, if he knew he did the Avera, he would bring his own carbon oil of the earth. We learned in the Mishnah Kol Kamen Sayachatun and Smicha, Chutz Mibachar Umaisa Pesach. Tanar Abonin, the Torah says, when the Torah speaks about the carbon Shlomim, the Torah says the word Kabbanah three times. Want to teach us Kabbanah v'lay b'char, because we can make that the Kabbanah Shlom requires smicha but not b'char. So says the Gemara, Shiyach v'lay dinhu, we could actually have made an argument, imash shlom shen kedushas merechem. If the Shlomim that are not something that have Kedusha for when they were born, tunin smicha, b'char she kedushas merechem, the b'char that's born with that Kedusha, ain't a din shetan smicha, certainly she requires smicha, tamalayma kabbanai, v'loy b'char. The next time we learn Tabanai v'loy Meiser. And again, Shalach v'loy Denhu. Omash Shlomim. If we speak about the Shlomim, Shem Gdishin l'fneim l'chareim. We designate an animal for carbon Shlomim, and that's the one that's Kaddosh. And if somebody said, Harei Zu Shlomim, if somebody said, I'm bringing this animal for carbon Shlomim, the loch is if that animal were to get lost, you don't have to replace it. Yet, tunin smicha, maisa shemekadosh l'fanav achav, as we spoke in previous shurim, and when one is counting the maiser, he got confused between the 9th and the 10th and the 11th animal, the halacha is that they all have kedusha on them to some degree, and that the 11th is even brought as a carbon shlomim. And since the 11th is brought as a carbon shlomim, so we see it has this stringency Meiser shemekadosh lefanav va'achrov ain adin shetan smicha tamaloyim a kabana v'loy meiser kabana v'loy pesach shiach v'ladin who we can make a argument shan shlomish ainu be'amoyd va'vei. One is not obligated to bring a carbon shlomim. Yet the halacha is tunin smicha pesach shu amoyd va'vei. We're all obligated to bring a carbon pesach. Ain adin shetan smicha. Certainly she requires smicha tamaloyimer kabana v'loy pesach. Says the Gemara, Ikla Mifrach, but all these types of learning could easily be refuted, as the Gemara. Bema l'shlam shekain tun in the sochim. When we bring Kabban Shlam, we have to bring the sochim. All these other Kabbanas don't have the sochim. And also, Kabban Shlam has tenufas chaz of a shayik, which all these other Kabbanas do not. And says the Gemara, we couldn't have learned it that way. Kraya smachta ba'alma. We could refute the Kal v'Chomer, and the Pesukim are not absolutely necessary, but rather to learn the Pesukim as a smachta. Elakroy, if that's the case, that that's not really why we need the Pesukim. So if that's the case, Elakroy Lomeli, what are the purpose of these Pesukim? To teach us Kabbana v'loy Karban Chaveroy, only on your Karban must you bring, but not if you're bringing somebody else's Karban, Kabbana v'loy Karban Chavim. And we need to understand this, as Taisus. Karban v'loy karban chaveroi includes karban v'loy karban ayvik kachavim. So if you don't do smicha on karban chaveroi, you certainly don't do smicha on karban ayvik kachavim. Answers Taisus. By chaveroi, he could have done smicha. So since he could have done smicha, the Torah says that if smicha is going to be done, he should do it. And if he's not going to do it, no one else should do it in his place. But I bet a karban of ayvik kachavim, who doesn't do smicha, so we think, since the Ayvik HaChavim does not have the opportunity to do the smicha, so let another Yisrael have the opportunity to do, let the Yisrael have the opportunity to do the smicha on his behalf. That's why we have special limud that the Karban of HaChavim never has smicha. Kabanai, the rabbis call Kabali Karban l'smicha, that if there are a number of partners bringing a Karban together, everyone does his own smicha. It's not adequate that one should do smicha on behalf of all of them.